What's up, y'all? Eric Kaiser, Spiritual Awakening Podcast, and let's talk about just present day things going on in the world. You know, all this Bitcoin and Dogecoin, whatever all this stuff is. I did buy some of that just because I see an avenue just to, I don't know, 10 times some money real quick, right? Just play a little game. But I also want to understand it. So I know if I bought some, I'd actually have to look at it and study it a little bit and pay attention to it. But I see it for what it is, right? I see the timelines. I see this is my reality. And if I see it the way it's going to happen, this is the way it's going to happen because this is my world, right? Ego wealth has to fall. And I always look at what's the best thing for the earth. Everybody has to wake up, right? So I have to align to these friggin' thoughts in my reality. So what's going to happen with these coins? What happened with Bitcoin, right? It's a program. It programs society to look at it and go, oh my God, I missed Bitcoin. It's 54,000. I could have bought it for a penny. Oh, boo, 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 boo. But it's not, look, there's no longevity, right? You don't know what's going to happen with it. It's a part of the illusion. And now you have all these other coins coming out, right? So now what are we doing? We're creating this crazy crypto freaking stock exchange where I still don't get, like, why is this stuff worth money, right? I have no idea because all that shit's just made up. It's just all, it's a freaking thought, right? But what's backing any of this? Now, don't get me wrong. I never understood gold either because what good is gold? Well, now if gold has value to other species and other planets, that makes sense. That's why gold has value. That's the Pleiadian story, right? But Crypo, come on, it's just a friggin' illusion. And all the new coins coming out, right? All these people taking their financial advice from Facebook right now are like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get this coin. Oh my God, I'm gonna be a friggin' millionaire. I'm gonna hold this stuff forever. And I'm watching like literally multi-millionaire investors on YouTube. And I'm following, like I'm learning, like I'm studying. Then I'm like, oh Lord. And I'm listening to these guys. And they're like, listen, you're not a millionaire. This isn't a game that you play on a long haul. This is a game that when you got a bunch of money, you could 10x it, you could 20x it because you're smart and you're flipping your money, right? But these guys, they take it right back out. They're not stupid. What's the game here? It's a mass awakening. It's for everybody to lose all the damn money because in this game, you have to learn how to get over fears in life. One of the biggest fears everybody has is fucking money. So easy. I see it for what it is. So I make posts about this stuff, you know, it's funny, all these 9-to-5ers taking financial advice from Facebook, and then I have friends I went to high school with jumping on my ass, you're just mad that you didn't get any, blah, 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 dude, I don't care, I go to work every day, I can make $2,000 a day if I wanted to, I can make $10,000 a week if I want to, right now, that would take a lot of effort, I would have to take a lot of time out of being with my kids. That's just not plausible. The universe is bringing that to me in other ways. Like, I already see it coming. I have clients coming in. I have a great wellness program being built. And I have my eyes on the ultimate prize, getting an RV, getting a Jeep, and traveling this nation and speaking for free, raising awareness, getting water filters out there, having all that build residuals. But the biggest thing is building my audience to the point of, I have so many young people following me, and I have so much awareness, and I know what needs to happen in my reality for this world to really go where it needs to go, and yo, I'm going to be in politics someday. Correct. Yes, I am. Right? Because somebody has to step up who actually has a clue of what's really going on in this damn world. But these coins are driving me crazy, because everybody now is a damn crypto expert. Well, I made a couple $1,000s. All these thousandaires. So I paint this picture, right? And I've had this, like, this Grant Cardone was great for this. I could give you $1 million right now, right? And now listen, everybody's got money blueprints, right? I'm not stupid. Like, I've went through lack cycles. I understand vibration. I understand all this stuff. So anyways, my son just interrupts my podcast. I painted Grant Cardone, puts it out there the best, right? Somebody give me $1 million. And, you know, you really have to look at that. Let's say, you know, you have 20 years, right? I don't know if anybody's ever figured this out. It comes out to like $960,000. But your budget would only be $4,000 a month. That's only $1,000 a week, right? Is that really realistic that, and these guys are like acting like they're like that's their financial plan in their lives, right? Instead of realizing all they have to do is surrender to God, get healthy, find passion or purpose, and it can literally shift into a different reality. And how I don't even know how to like fathom that I can't just give this to these guys, because I've tried to give it to a couple of them for so long. But these are the things I'm seeing in present day reality about these coins, and it's a way for people to wake up. It's going mainstream, so everybody dumps all their money into it, right? But they don't watch the trends. These coins, they peak, and if you don't know what you're doing, they fall, right? They all do. I follow people who, that's what they point out. They point out the peaks, they point out the falls. So if you're playing this Crypo game, look, just play it smart. I'm not saying you can't make a bunch of money. I have to educate myself more on, like, because Crypo is a really dangerous, weird game because some people don't accept it. I mean, there are some coming out that you could do contracts on houses with and things like that, which I still don't get it because I just don't see why it has any value. Who is giving you the currency for this? Like, what is the actual currency at the end of the day? Is somebody going to give you money for it? Like, I guess, like, I've had people tell me that they can transfer it into their bank account, which, okay. Is there some crazy tax on it? Like, how does that side work? Like, these are things I have to get into, but this is what I'm going through in my present day reality with just Facebook nonsense. So I have really just started being laser focused. Brian Scott's book is just kicking me in the face on the things that I haven't done in my own reality to open up the next reality. I really let things, helping other people again, and just, you know, just the little mistakes of my manifestations that I made. And that becomes clear too, right? I knew before that if you're not laser focused, you might create some wacky manifestations. So everybody on this podcast can agree that I have been all over the freaking place this entire process. But the problem with that is because I have so many great ideas, it's hard to not be all over the place. Like, there's so many things I want to do because it all just sounds like so much fun. Like, just leaf over liquor and just everything I want to do sounds like so much fun. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is getting in an RV and going to speak and not worrying about money. You know, God has always given me exactly what I need in the present moment. And, you know, I have an easy life. Like, I really do. I get to kick with my kids all the time. We get to go on adventures. I'm getting to do things that parents don't get to do. And that's why I look at myself as probably one of the most wealthy people in the world right now, because most people are scared in their experience. They're fearing things. And I'm over here just like, whatever. Jake, stop drinking alcohol and puffing on douche flutes so our energy can go up. Like, things like that are what concern me in my reality, caring about people. I went out to see the young lady that we all prayed for. Thank you. It's working. So if you are sending good energy her way, it's working. Because I finally got her to commit to us meeting up. And I went out to see her. And, you know, it was, I won't go too into it. Nothing romantic or anything like that, because it's not really about that. It's more about knowing that this person has potential to be so great in her reality, and seeing her go through something traumatic as not being able to just have her son. That pisses me off. The system really pisses me off. And I want to find her ex and just go talk to him and sit him down. Like, listen, you fuck. You're not a man. Men do not do this stuff to women. Right, audience? Look how close I went through all this, right? I went through all this with even spiritual people telling me to take my kids, but I didn't choose to do that. You know, I let my ex do what she has to do. I just step up. Like, right now, I've had the kids for weeks upon weeks, and it's okay. The old me would have got to the point that I would be like breaking her balls and stuff. Like, hey, you know, at least be financially. Now I'm just like, I don't even care. The kids are here. I'm happy. They're happy. My ex is doing what she has to do to get her life to the next chapter. And that's beautiful. And there are the things that we all need to worry about, just the family stuff. And everybody's so worried about freaking coins and this. And I'm over here like, no, you have to create a new earth reality in your mind. And you have to do these things. And it's not even like you have to do anything freaking hard. You just got to make the conscious decision that you want to help. You want to give back. You want to be a service to others. And you're okay speaking this stuff straight to people and not giving a shit what they think about you. It's powerful. You know, the old ego don't let people do things like that. Now I'm looking at my life like, man, Hollywood's about to be empty as hell. I wonder if guys like me should get in there and give The Rock some competition, since that guy's trying to be the next Dark Lord in the experience. And, you know, people might have that experience. I'm not going to. You know, the world's perfect when you let all that noise stop and just fall away. And it slowly does. And, you know, just right now I'll just go back to the coin stuff, because if anybody's following us, I just want you to see what I see, because this is how it works. And 1918, all that stuff, Spanish flu, all that, we get through all that stuff, all these people go down, right? You got to remember about the Great Depression and the stock market and consumerism. And, you know, anytime we make these big monumental shifts of wealth and finances and the way the world's doing things, the energy just likes to fuck with people. And I mean, that's all it's doing right now. This is the next stock exchange, right? We are moving to a more non-physical digital reality of currency, and we're going to probably move to a world order where not everybody has to work anymore. You get a certain amount of money, and if you want to work, you can, but you have enough to really live your life, because we are going there. I don't care what anybody says. That's where we're going. We have to go there. That is the end of the chaos stage into the love vibration, and that's where we are going. So to kind of get people to get to that love, they got to learn to live without stuff. Just like I had to. Just like you probably had to. Whatever it was for you, right? For me, I almost went through the whole nit and caboodle. I had to go through the money. I had to go through the sex. I had to go through the women. I had to get really skinny. In my process, I really dedicated myself to just, I wanted to study all of it. And now that I'm back to 168 pounds, I look like I'm 195. I feel wonderful. I look great when I look in the mirror. It's not ego anymore. I don't walk around the gym the way I used to back in the day. Everything is so much different. I just want to help. But the only thing I wonder, am I being mean to people? Like when they come on my page, and literally they'll come on my page and just say rotten shit to me. So I'll be like, listen, I'm not trying to be a dick, but open up your freaking eyes, because I'm getting tired of people coming on there and saying leaders don't put people down. I'm like, I'm not putting anybody down. I just made a post that y'all take your financial advice from Facebook. That's just a comment. It's a statement. It's true. Obviously, it's triggering you if you're coming on my page telling me I'm jealous. But audience, that's where I don't know if I'm dropping the ball on that. Again, I test everything. I test my vibration. But, you know, listen to Brian Scott's book and understanding the timelines and just being reminded of a lot of things I already knew, you know, it makes you stop and just wonder every once in a while. But, you know, I got to put it out there, you know, leaders, you know, if I am going to be heard, like, leaders do not. Look, sometimes you got to kick people in the ass. Sometimes you got to be like, hey, wake up. You're not needing a man. Like, get healthy. Stop eating like a child. You eat like a baby. And I'm sorry, but in my experience, I just don't see people that are healed if you're working a construction job and you're freaking killing yourself because you're not getting it. And I honestly don't see you doing anything else or talking about anything else to do with the environment. These are the people that I see sharing all the memes. It's like, in my illusion, they're playing aware, but they're not aware. I don't even know how to explain that. But that's what it looks like from my side of the road. But I know this is just my freaking experience. And this is what I'm going through. And y'all might have your own experience. It's kind of like that. But my kids are not being quiet, Grayson. So I'm going to go. I love y'all. I mean, I needed to vent a little bit. I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm not in any kind of low vibration or anything like that. It's those things actually don't even bother me anymore. I actually feel worse for them because they make me go to a place that it's almost like their soul's like, hey, poke that dude. Poke him. He will tell you what you need to hear. to change, poke his ass. And that's all I do. You know, I put it out there. Like, you are taking advice from Facebook. You just watched me for 3 years of my life pretty much run off face and be with my kids the entire time. And you're going to come here and tell me that I'm jealous that you bought some effing coin? Have you not seen what I picked to do with my life? Whew. So anyway, I love y'all. I mean that. Again, I just want to vent. So I hope this doesn't bother anybody. But hey, you can always comment. And oh, I might as well give it to y'all too. I'm just going to do $99 a month. And Whole Foods planning and just get to know people and just get them healthy. $99 a month. That's it. Have a little bit of coaching in there for purpose to try to get people aligned to purpose. And I really feel like that's something I can do from a bus and have fun with it. And even just show people workouts that you can do when you're with your kids at the park. And, you know, just any part of life, because you really can learn how to be active at all times. And if you listen to Brian Scott's book, you know, a little good information there, how, you know, 5 out of 100 people die in this country a lot every day. I don't know if it was every day, but it's a lot just from lack of movement. Isn't that sad? From not moving. I'm just sitting down and watching TV and just being that effing lazy that their lives just suck. I love y'all. Smile. Get active. Get healthy. That's the secret. That's the key to the freaking castle. It's just the food. That's it. That's it. I look back at my process. I'm like, where'd you make your most changes? When I stopped eating that shit. I remember the second I went to Suguru's Inner Institute of Science and I learned about being a vegan. And I got it. And I was just like, wow. I don't ever want to eat meat again. And then that took me down a road of, wow, I don't even want to squish a mosquito. But every once in a while, I do get them little guys because I tell them, don't bite me. If you bite me, I'm telling you, I'm going to smack you. But anything else, I try to let it live. And since I changed my life to that, just things went better. They know it's just that simple. And it just ego men and even women. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see the energy in that. And it's sad. Because that's what we're here to do. We're here to let everything live and we're here to create a new earth. At least I know I'm trying to do that for my kids, even though every once in a while they still push a button here and there. But I want you to know, as a parent, I don't like scream at my kids. We have this understanding that if I have to raise my voice, that is daddy just being firm and trying to get their attention. And after what they've seen in their lives, I don't think that's too bad of a plan. But I am doing my best as a 45-year-old single father who literally manifested all this with his mind. But again, it's perfect. Might have been a little bit of a left here and there. But my life is simple. And I hope if you're listening and you're spiritual, I'm pretty sure your life is simple too, because we are about to get to that next step. I can feel it. It's here. And, you know, if anybody needs me, I'm here. Always. I love y'all.